Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Zoran Mamdani has declared war on children. He is the recently elected mayor of New York. Now, I don't think he's all bad. He does have some decent policies. He recognised some real problems about the exorbitant cost of accommodation in the city and the need to provide better public transport and so forth. So I'm not attacking him for everything. It's only about this one. So Zoran Mamdani, like just about every politician in the Democratic Party of the United States, is a sworn enemy of children and applauds the mass murder of little children and has the nerve to say that it is healthcare, that ripping off someone's legs, ripping off somebody's legs and head, making someone bleed to death, breaking a person's spine, injecting a deadly poison into somebody's heart, that inflicting hypoxia upon somebody until the point of death is healthcare. It's sickening, utterly illogical, stupid, and completely evil. Could scarcely be evil. What could possibly be more evil than the murder of 60 million children around the world every single year? But there are people in the United States who don't agree, who try to protect children and their mothers. They want to save children who are in utero. And they recognize that women are sometimes pregnant in very difficult situations. She might not be in a relationship, she might be very young, she might have very little money, things like that. She might have all sorts of other problems, she might have various illnesses and so on. So it doesn't matter if someone's become pregnant, if she's married or not or whatever, I don't care. None of that takes away a child's right. So the right to life is the right which trumps all the others, because that's the foundational right. Without life, there are no rights. So some of these crisis pregnancy centres, they appeal to mothers and they say, if you're pregnant in a difficult situation, come to us. We want to help, give you practical and moral support. You want free formula, any medical tests, various treatments, nappies, whatever it might be, baby clothes. We will help you with that. So Mr. Mamdani says they're fraudulent because they don't murder kids. Okay, they are about crisis because pregnancies can be a very difficult situation. They really are about pregnancy. They really are about centres. I don't see what's dishonest about that. Providing healthcare, running ultrasounds, or not whatever they do. He claims their information is not medically accurate. Maybe he could tell us what's wrong about that. And he says that they're an obstacle to people getting comprehensive reproductive healthcare. Translation. That means the murder of children, which is not healthcare at all. Okay, I don't think they're against contraception or anything like that, if that's reproductive health, because it's not health to murder a kid, is it? You need to respire to be alive, and that's precisely what they're trying to stop. You need to have your heart beating to continue to be alive. And yes, it is true in the early embryonic stages, there is no heart, and so forth. So he is trying to deprive children of their right to life, which is absolutely revolting. So in this wise, he's downright evil, like most Democratic politicians. He says it's all about compassion and all about kindness, but he's actually got absolutely none to spare for children based on some flagrant falsehood that humans are not human beings when they're in utero, or people are not alive despite beating hearts, despite respiration, despite response to stimuli, despite regeneration, despite the need for nutrition, despite excretion and so forth, if they are in their mother's wombs at the time. So these are not fraudulent at all. If they really are fraudulent, people could take legal action, sue them for having been defrauded. Okay, so they're offering baby baskets to help people, supplies. But no, we can't possibly have that. Now, some of them are faith-based. Maybe they're not, don't care if they're faith-based or not. And I wouldn't care what that faith is, the Judaic faith, the Christian faith, the Islamic faith, Hindu faith, anything. So they're conning women who seek abortions. I don't know if that's true or not. Is lying ever acceptable? Everybody lies, everybody. But this is going to be the whitest lie of all. If you're telling a lie in order to save the life of an innocent person, then that's absolutely justified 1,000 times over. There can be no nobler lie than that. You know, the Immanuel Kant situation. If somebody runs into your house saying, help, hide me, there's a murderer looking for me, hide behind the sofa, and a minute later somebody comes with a knife. Did somebody just hide in here? Would you tell the truth or would you lie? Of course, you'd be morally obliged to lie. In this case, telling the truth would be a very, very wicked thing to do when you think what the immediate consequences of that would be. So anyway, Mr. Mamdani, he is applauded by the abortion industry, who just want yet more scalps. Okay, so he's trying to put these medical centers out of operation, and they provide counseling, prenatal care and so forth to a lot of women. So anyway, the only so-called care he wants is torturing little children to death, which is sickening. So it's an attack on people's liberty. If you don't want to go to these centers, don't go to them. You're not obliged to go to them. Is their advertising misleading? I don't know. Arguably it is. A lot of advertising is misleading. You look at the incitement to murder put out by the abortion industry, the disinformation they're pumping out. They're always lying to people and using this euphemistic language that a child is the product of conception. I'm the product of conception. Everybody is. So when a product of conception walks in with another product of conception in her uterus, one of these products of conception is going to be murdered. And I realize the product of conception refers to the, you know, not to the placenta as well as the child himself or herself, and so forth. Okay, so these pro-life centers, they're not funded by the taxpayer. They're funded by benevolent people who are trying to save little kids. So choice, what choice do these victims have? So he's against choice, though, the choice of women to go to these pro-life centers. Pregnant people, I don't mind if you call them that, be saved and have their kids saved. What would be so good about that? Anyway, he's trying to intimidate people in their desire to murder more and more people. Are they aiming at the annihilation of the human race? And there's some leftists and environmentalists who say that'd be a good thing, that the human race has wrought so much harm. It'd be better if our species did not exist. And it looks like they're getting their way with fertility rates down so low. And I know fertility rates could be too high, but I don't want to see the extinction of Homo sapiens. Do you? Maybe Mr. Mamdani does. So it's an outright attack on human life. He's trying to restrict these centers so much, these pregnancy centers, so they're driven out. So, you know, desperate, poverty-stricken mothers, they will not be able to get to need what they need for their children. So he only wants them to go to so-called Planned Parenthood. But wait a second, you're telling me these people are not parents? A mother's not a parent when she's got her child in her womb, which she definitely is. So why is she going there? And mostly what they're doing is they're murdering little kids. And yes, they provide occasional other medical centres. You know, might be saying, well, Jeffrey Dahmer, he occasionally gave somebody a lift and didn't murder that person. Well, that's all right then, everything else he did. Anyway, so counselling is not to be allowed. And I want to emphasise how, you know, it's a preposterous argument to claim that a girl or boy in utero is not a human being, is not a separate person from his or her mother. There was an operation recently where a child, a fetus, was taken out of his or her mother's womb. The operation was performed, and then the child was put back into his or her mother's womb, and the child developed in the normal manner and was born in the usual manner, and that was it. So there is not the case. They're two separate realms. In utero, out of the uterus, one, if you're outside the uterus, you're alive. If you're inside the uterus, you've never been alive. No, this is a completely bogus distinction. Anyway, do what you can to save little children.